Your date won't text you back, but they'll talk to us.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz. What happened?
On Star 102.5.
Our listener, Diane, looking for our help, tracking down Martin, wants to know what happened. They met at a wedding, danced the night away, had a dinner and a movie. About a couple weeks later, I think she said. So, all right. Now we have Martin on the phone. Time to get his point of view and find out what happened. So, Martin, what we've all heard so far, is this all pretty much correct?
I mean, it's true. We did have an amazing time at the wedding. I mean, and I really thought at that point that I was going to be seeing her a lot. But then when we were having dinner, it got weird because she started talking about the Ted Bundy tapes.
Yeah.
And then she was like, started talking about how she thinks that he's attractive.
Ted Bundy?
Yeah, well, this is a thing, I guess. You know, Netflix put out the warning, but they were trying to persuade people not to think he's hot. Do you remember this coming out? This story coming out, Colin? No. I think you might have been on vacation when this was a rage, because all of a sudden there was all this tweeting and everything about how good looking Ted Bundy is, somehow setting aside the fact that he murdered how many women?
Right.
A lot of them.
Okay.
So that turned you off.
Yeah, because she just kept going on about how hot she thinks he is. And I don't even understand how anybody could say that. You know, I mean, it made me think that there's actually something wrong with her.
Oh, well, I mean, she's not alone. I mean, this was part of his charm. I mean, this was part of the problem, is that, you know, he was a good-looking guy.
Right, but those were all people who didn't know what he was up to. The rest of us now do.
Would you agree that there's a difference between finding someone attractive and being attracted to them?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
Well, Diane's on the phone. She's hearing all this. Diane, he thinks it's a little weird that you were going on so much about Ted Bundy.
Of course I think that's horrible. I was just saying, like, he's an attractive guy. Like, it's not like I would want to date him just objectively, like, purely physically.
No,
he's an attractive guy.
No,
that's crazy. He's just one of the worst people that ever lived. That's all
of you. But come on, like you've never just said some random woman is hot, even if they're not a great person.
Not a serial killer.
Fair.
That is a fair point. I'm sorry, Diane. What? All right, yeah.
I don't believe in the things he's done.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I would certainly hope not. And I don't think that. I do think it's a weird thing, though, that people have started commenting on. I mean, we do know his history. We do know what happened.
Yes.
And it's just odd that I hear people say this, you know, like, oh, he's really hot. I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's
like,
not,
even if you're thinking it, you just don't say it out loud.
Maybe, yeah.
That's part of it. There's just a lack of sensitivity to,
like, I don't know,
all the people he damaged.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, it's like, you remember who was the woman who allegedly killed her 2-year-old and was on TV forever? You remember that story? You know, she was out dancing in the clubs and all that.
What was her name?
Like,
young girl,
yeah,
with the 2-year-old.
I mean, a lot of people considered her good looking.
Casey
Anthony, right?
Was that her?
Something like that. But I mean, when that story came out, would that have been weird for guys?
Yes, to be saying, oh, she's hot. But I feel like people did say that.
Did they?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, is this really a deal breaker for you, Martin? Did it really kill it for you? I mean, a bad pun. Sorry. Yeah.
I mean, no. I mean, I just kind of found her to be a little crazy.
Okay.
I'm not crazy.
Okay.
Being an ass.
I don't know. I guess I'm a little sympathetic to both of you here. I don't know. Carl, what do you think?
Yeah, I suppose there are things you don't say out loud. And you can't, if it bugs you, it bugs you, because it's going to haunt you for forever. So glad you can be honest about it, Martin.
I mean, I'm just saying how I feel.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. You know what? That's honest. I'm, you know, Diane, you wanted to know what happened. I'm a little sympathetic towards you because I don't think you are crazy, but I could see how that could turn somebody off. So I'm sorry you wanted to know. Now you do. And it doesn't look like it's going anywhere.
Yeah, and that's fine.
Okay. All right. You take care. Thanks for being on the show. Martin, thanks for coming on, too.
All right, thank you.
You guys take care. Bye.
Dumped. Ghosted.
Call the Ghost Busters.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz, what happened on Star 102.5?